what kinds of watermelons would you grow around here?
Well, like I said, about that, none of them grew in them for market.
Mm-hmm.
But the boys that do grow them grow the, I believe they call it Charleston Grape.
Yeah, it's a shipping watermelon.
Yeah, Congo.
Mm-hmm.
Congo green, that's kind of I plant for the youngest to eat, you know. They're mm-hmm. sweeter, seem like melon. But they're shipping melon too.
Mm-hmm.
They are new, you know, not the old, like we used to grow years ago. We just grew yellow meat and every other kind.
Mm-hmm.
Way back when I was a boy.
Would you have a name for a watermelon that's round? And
yeah, they call one of them, they call it a Stone Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all I know. I'm sure there's some more names for them. Cantaloupe too, that's
uh-huh.
good eating thing. We grew a lot of them last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean a lot of them for just home use.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't sell them.
Would you have different kinds of cantaloupes?
Yeah, they got a cantaloupe, and then they got what they call a mushmelon. It's more like a watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Longer, but it tastes like cantaloupe. Almost ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's several names, honeydew melons, different names. These seed companies, you know, put out.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see something like a honeydew melon? Did you ever call that a cannonball? Did you ever hear it called a cannonball?
No, but I'm sure there's cantaloupes by that name, but I never have grew any, but I'm sure there is. Because
mm-hmm.
they got various names.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of livestock would you keep around here?
What we keep?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't have anything, but well, I don't have a hog in the world, but my son's got two or three brutes out there,
mm-hmm.
and cows. I cut my yeah the snow. I like well, I'm coming close to losing a bunch of cows.
Mm-hmm.
No
was
hay.
That about 2 years ago?
Yeah, two.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. We had in Macon, we had 21 inches of snow.
We had a bunch of it here. I don't know, but I like lost, but I didn't lose it. But I like to. I had I don't know about 35 brood cows in, but
mm-hmm.
I said if I ever got them over that and fat, I'd get rid of them. So I don't have but about 18 brood cows now.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever slaughter a hog?
Well, I hadn't in 10 years
mm-hmm.
until this, about 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
The boy asked about that. He was going to sell. And I told him, I said, I tell you what I do. He had never seen one killed.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, he's 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we killed three out mm-hmm. there, me and him. So
how do you do that? How from the time you know you maybe walk up if
I used to shoot him with 22 rifle and stick him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bleeding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just bring him on to your hot water, kill him while you got him.
Mm-hmm.
Get your water right, dump him in there and scald him. And then you scrape hair off,
mm-hmm.
hang him up, and take out his entrails.
Mm-hmm.
And then cut him up. That would be the way you do it at home.
Mm-hmm. When you scald him, would you use a kettle for that?
Mm-hmm.
Some people
no use regular old sharp kettle we do.
Mm-hmm.
You can use a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had some old sharp kettle been in family 100 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If they used to use, we don't use them anymore. Mm-hmm. But there's one out there
mm-hmm.
we used the other day. We used it for water and cow, didn't we? Last 10 years.